It was a Friday night. I was coming back to school as always. My grandmother was waiting for me at home. I didn't have any idea of what she was going to reveal. When I arrived at home, she asked me to sit next to her on the sofa.
"Come here. I need to tell you something. Something about your family. You're old enough to know the truth."
I didn't know what she was talking about. I first thought she was joking, but she looked really serious.
"What, Grandma? What do you mean by the truth? I don't understand."
"I will answer all of your questions, but first of all, let me tell you the whole story, and don't interrupt me, please. I never wanted to tell you the way your parents had died. Today, I'm going to tell you. It was the 9th January 1997. At the time of the year, the street was completely empty. Your parents were coming back home. Mist was glowing as the sun went down. It was cold outside. They were in a hurry to get back home. A mysterious shadow was following them. Some strange noise came from behind them. It was like a sadistic laugh. They didn't really care about it, but they should have. When they finally arrived at home, this feeling of being followed didn't go away. Your mother started to be scared and locked all the doors of the house. Your father was taking the Mickey out of her. He didn't feel the omen. It was around midnight. The two ignorants were sleeping and a heavy silence weighed around the house. A similar laugh that the one on the street broke the silence, but this time it was louder. Your mom woke up panicked. She couldn't breathe anymore. Someone was strangling her. She tried to resist and to defend herself, but she couldn't see. She just felt the presence of something bad. Someone bad. She was about to die when she finally could discern a shadow. A woman's shadow. But it was too late. She tried a last time to breathe and die. Another laugh was heard from the shadow. A laugh of satisfaction. Your poor father was sleeping. He didn't see the horrific scene. It was his turn to die. The mother knew that it would be more complicated to kill your dad, but she had planned everything. She took out a knife and stabbed him. One time, two times, three times, 10 times. Enough to be sure that he wouldn't survive. The bed was entirely covered in a thick amount of blood. She laughed a last time. This time it was different. The laugh was longer, louder, and vicious. The crime was done. It was finished. She was satisfied with what she had done. She didn't have any form of regret, of guilt. It was a monster, an animal. But this criminal had made a mistake. She didn't look under the bed. She just forgot about the baby. Yes, you. You were there when it happened, just under the bed. When we found the bodies of your parents with your grandfather, he was so shocked, but I wasn't. I knew that it would happen. Your father wasn't a good man. He made business with the wrong people. I tried to tell your mom, but she didn't trust me. She pushed me away. The police never found the killer, but I knew who it was.
What? Is this true? It's not possible. And how do you know that? All the details. I have so many questions in my head, but at the same time, I couldn't ask any of them. I was so surprised, so not prepared to this heavy revelation. My parents, yes, my parents, these strangers who gave birth to me, they had been killed, and I was there. No, it couldn't have happened. And why didn't you tell me before? Grandma, Grandma, tell me. How do you know? How are you so sure? Please, talk to me.
I'm not sure you want to know, but I need to tell you before I die.
What? Are you okay? Why do you say that?
Shh. I don't have much time left to live. I'm going to die in a minute, so just listen.
Grandmother,
the killer, this criminal, this monster.
Yes,
it was. It was.
Yes.
It was me.